Titus.
And where are you from, Walter?
Oh, I don't know. I was raised in Nenana.
And when did you come to Minto?
Well, when I got married. 23, I think. 23, I come to Minto.
And what year were you born?
1909.
And you're going to be telling us the story about the blind man and the loon?
Yeah, it's a... I don't know where to start from. This man was blind, and he told her husband that there's a caribou right here, that he doesn't see it, the man don't see it, because he was blind. He had bow and arrow, and he make him shoot at it, you know. And he tell him just about where to hold that arrow and bow. And he told him to let go the arrow. So he let it go. And he killed the caribou. He didn't even know he killed it. He told me, you miss it. You didn't kill nothing. And then he skin it and he start cooking, this woman. You know, he start cooking and he cooked a kidney on a stick, you know, by the campfire. He cooked robin, you know, robin, this bird we have now. Well, she cooked that too. And this blind man, he was just, he relaxed. And he hear that thing cooking, you know how it make noise by sticking. And it sounds like kidney to him. He tell his wife, sure sounds like kidney cooking. And he throw him that robin. He tell him, all that drags this bloody. It means that's what you killed. Dead, shot. Not kidney. He eat that and his wife took off on him. I don't know where his wife went. Well, anyway, he was all by himself. And he was all by himself, and very soon he started hearing loon. You know how they make noise in water. He start go for it, just the way he heard. He come to lake. He come to lake. And that loon was out there and he started talking to him. And he asked him if he could help him in a way that he could see again. You know, there was old time beats they have from Lono.
The Dentalium show?
Yeah. Those are money them days, lots of money. You can't get it for nothing. He had one this blind man. He told him, I'll give you this if you can help me. He said, all right, if you'll give it to me, I'll try to help you. If you'll do what I tell you. He said, I'll do anything you tell me. You think you can help me? So, all right, he said, get on me. So he get on that loon. And the loon went down under the water with him and come out. And he told him, can you see? He see pretty good. He said, yeah, a little bit, not too good. We'll try again, he said. And he went down under the water and how's that? He told him, a little bit better. Then again he went down and then he could see just plain across the lake. He said, now I see, I can see. So he gave him the beads. And he put it on his neck, that loon. That's where you see that round white color on his neck. You ever see loon? You see that round, that's what it is.
So that's how the loon got his necklace?
Yeah. And then he started hunting for his wife. He don't know where his wife went, but anyway he was wandering around and pretty soon he hears somebody pounding on something, like, you know, like that. And you know, them days they have dry meat and they soften it so they could put it away. Make more, you soften it, take smaller room. That's what she was doing. And it sounds something like that to her. So he started looking for him. He just figured out what went on. So he go look for her and there she was pounding on dry meat. And his wife turned around and there she was. She was surprised to see him. And he got mad at him. He was going to kill him, you know. He got knife after her. And she started running and missed her like that. Cut in half just about tying on, you know. And she was crawling. That was Natuya Rule, he told him. You're going to turn to ants, he told him. Down she went in stump last time he seen her. That's how the ants is narrow in the middle, they say. Andy, how's that?
Who did you hear that story from?
My grandmother.
What was your grandmother's name?
Sarah.
And where was she from?
Ninana. My father was... we was raised in Ninana, below Ninana, 6 miles, you know, 6 miles. My father had fish camp there in Moon State, in Lefort country. Pretty soon we got older, you know, and she moved to Mito and didn't move back no more. We all got married in Mito. There's five of us. Five of us is married in Mito. Now we all have home here in Mito.
It's you and Robert and Matthew and who else?
No. This is Charlie, Wilson, Leo. Robert and Matthew is different.
Different Titus's?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my brothers died, oldest one. There's only four of us left. Two girls, two of them is married.
What time of the year did your parents used to tell you stories?
November. No.
Was there any special, like, moral attached to some of the stories? Any reason they told you certain of them?
Yeah, that it was supposed to be in November, the story. This Inji, we tell it in all the time, you know. Inji means you're just working against yourself or something. Inji means a lot of things, you know, a lot of things you do for against yourself. You know. Well, if you say, I don't go back to Fairbanks in my car, drive 120 miles an hour all the way back, well, I go and say, Inji, you're just cutting off to a grave or something. So that used to be a big word for before priest come in, you know, before people didn't know anything about Bible. That's all they went by, Inji. Some people use it yet, some older people, you know. You do anything too much, it's Inji, you know. Anything, eat too much, drink too much water. You can't just think about something all too much. You know what I mean? You can't just go to houses and say, tell me a story and forget about what you're doing. Well, that's Inji, same thing. So October will be about the right time.
So you can tell the same story now in India?
You don't catch what I'm trying to tell you. Wait now, wait till we get it straight. Tati yita nafet trat Africa. Tati ni so kaya yita tat nola trat tati. I don't have to explain it, did it? The hotland means where you pop out from. That's all.